kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon ang tatlo sa may 41 miyembro ng Pinoy Road Bikers Australia na si Joey Hidalgo, si Joey Gicoso at si Ian Pertacorta. Magandang araw sa inyo.
Magandang hapon po.
Magandang hapon po.
Kayo ang Pinoy Road Bikers Australia. Una sa lahat, ano ba yung road bike?
So road bike is actually very different, let's say, a riding, kumbaga, riding style that you do on the actual roads, kaya road bike ang tawag. So, manipis po ang gulong yan. Sabihin na natin from the range ng 32 mm hanggang mga 25 to 23 mm yung nipis ng gulong na tumatakbo sa highway or sa road. At usually, ang mga bisikletang ganito ay sobrang gaan na parang mga nasa 6 kilos to 10 kilos ang range ang mga bikes.
Mm-hmm. Ngayon, Joey, sa pinipicture ko, pag sinabi mong road bike para sa mga nakikinig, pwede ba nating sabihin katulad to ng mga bike na nakikita natin sa Tour de France?
Oh, yeah. I'll say that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Paano naman napukaw ang interest ninyo sa road biking?
Okay. Me, myself, kasi yung dadai, yung father ko, my late father, is actually a cyclist, really, way back when he was a youngster, a teenager. And then he actually practiced in Tour of the Son. Nakikipag-practice sa mga cyclists noon. And then, through time, he actually fall in love again to cycling, which is like me. Bumalik siya ulit into cycling after like 40 years old, which me, actually, I'm 38. I went back to cycling. I used to cycle as well with my dad. So from then on, ngayon nagkatagbo-tagbo kami with my friends, and I think that's the story that we have. That's why I'm really love cycling kasi meron akong inspirasyon yung tatay ko.
Naalala ko, Joey, na nagkwentuhan tayo, sabi mo nung bata ka nagbabike kayo sa Pilipinas tapos natigil nung lumipat ka dito, tama ba?
Tama po, yun po, totoo yun. It's very hard kasi nung pumunta ka dito muna, you look out for yourself muna, your family mo, you focus on survival, di ba? Pero when you get to the chance na there's already something that you can, you have more time and you can give something back to the community, I think cycling is one of the key things I was able to even invest time on myself and then also giving back to the community.
Ngayon, Ian, paano kayo nagkatagpo-tagpo? Nagkabanggaan ba kayo sa kalye?
Well, si Joey Hidalgo, he was introduced to me by Joey Gicoso. Meron kaming parang business meeting the time. And then that's when I found out na si Joey Hidalgo was also doing cycling. And then, I introduced him. I said to him that we have a small group back then. Like yung, I think back then, it's Pinoy Road Bikers Melbourne pa. And then the rest was a history. Until now we have like 401 members. So really rapidly growing, from just over a year.
Wow, so over a year lang simula nung at naantala pa to ng pandemya, kung di ako nagkakamali.
That's right, because I think also because last year we were into lockdown, and yung cycling is, I think, only one of the sports na allowed, still allowed, apart from, the other sports like basketball, yung volleyball, where there's,
contact.
It's not allowed. So yung cycling is, parang yun lang yung sports na allowed, from the, yung onset ng pandemic. So we can still do, like, mga group rides. So, we were able to, encourage, fellow riders, future riders, then they found out na there's actually Pinoy cycling groups Melbourne sa Australia, then they get into cycling, and then they start to get involved, And then that's when, you know, yung mga group ride started.
Etong group ride ninyo, saan to nagsisimula? Meron bang meeting point o sinusundo nyo sila sa iba't ibang lugar?
Meeting point, I would say.
At hindi...
So, yeah, meron kaming, like I said, meron kaming group, Pinoy Road Bikers group. So, nagpo-post kami doon. Meron din kaming yung sa messenger lang, yung group, yung mga riders group. So doon kami pinupost namin pag merong events like, you know, cycling ride, ganyan.
Pag meron kayong group ride, ina-assume ko pag weekend ito.
Yes.
So ano ba yan? Magsisimula ng umaga tapos magkakahiwalay kayo gabi na?
Depende how long is the ride. So mostly pag long rides, we're talking about over 100K, so we have to start early talaga para matapos ng, you know, not too late.
Ano na ang pinakamalayong narating ninyo sa isang group ride sa isang weekend?
Actually, we...
Joey Hidalgo, they go over 200K. So I think Joey Hidalgo, I think you start early, right? 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning para matapos ng hindi masyadong late, right?
I'll tell you more, describe it. So the latest one we did, actually was, or kumbaga pinaka malaki natin, December 29 last year before New Year's Eve, we did the Around the Bay clockwise, which is 215 kilometers. Now, 3 weeks ago, we did the reverse Around the Bay, so when which is 218 kilometers. So what it means is we start from Werribee, papuntang Port Melbourne, then Mor Dialloc, Frankston, Sorrento, and then you ride the ferry, and then you get to Queenscliff, and then you ride again to Geelong, Lara, and then go back to Werribee.
Wow, nakakapagod ah. Isang araw lang yun.
Yes, ma'am. Just to give you a bit of background, last time we did it, it's faster kasi mas madali yung route. It was 8 hours and 5 minutes. Now, this time, it's 8 hours and 36 minutes.
But sumobra lang ng 25.
I mean, 31 minutes.
So, ibig sabihin ba niyan ay sa araw na yon may mga breaks din in between?
What we do is we nakap-map out na yung mga stop locations kasi... tayo, I mean, iinom ka, kakain ka, you get hungry, and then you need to at least, relieve yourself kung kailangan mo mag-toilet, di ba? So there are predetermined stops, and then yun ang ginagawa natin. Kung yung total ride na sabihin natin na nasa saddle ka, yun yung oras na sinabi ko. Pero syempre, when you stop, syempre, iba yung running time, no?
Mm-hmm.
So from there, depende sa running time, depende, kasi may mga times na marami na paplatan, di ba?
Okay.
Sa kalsada, so you have to help them out. You have to look after, we're looking after each other. So pag na-flat ka, syempre, downtime yun. Pero kumbaga yung to travel to just to get it around. Actually, yung last time medyo ginabi kami, pero we were still able to make it happen na successful at safe naman ng mga kasama.
Ayan, hindi ba nakakatakot? Kasi kalsada, ibig sabihin, tumatakbo kayo o nagsa-cycle kayo sa freeway, kung hindi ako nagkakamali, sa highway.
Well, andyan talaga yan. You can minimize yung risk lang through, alam mo yung awareness sa yung mga sasakyan. I think pag the more riders sa mga group rides, I think I can say it's much safer para sa group.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi yun yung mga drivers, they tend to like more careful pag marami kayo. Unlike pag, you know, isang, you know, you're riding by yourself or dalawa lang kayo, you know, drivers, they just don't care.
Ibig sabihin, mas ligtas kung mas marami, mas ligtas.
Mas marami, yes, I would say, yeah.
Well, yung visibility kasi, it's good na you do bunch ride kasi naiingatan mo yung mga kasama. Lalo na nung big ride namin, marami rin ang newbie na sumali. Na para sa kanila, milestone yun. Kasi kung if they're able to, ang pinaka-kunyari, their fitness level is okay, right? Pero they haven't done the 200K, all they did is 100K. it's double the ano yung challenge, no? So sila mismo actually they're able to but after that ride they can really feel themselves that they're a different person because they're able to yung sinasabi natin na mental toughness. Which goes about later we will talk about the very purpose of aside from being fit and healthy mentally kailangan maging unahasa mentally tough ka to go through that ano long ride, you know?
Okay, so napag-usapan natin yung mental toughness. Dahil siguro, nabanggit mo nga, no, from Werribee, umikot kayo papuntang hanggang Frankston. So malayo-layo yun, di ba? Masakit din sa puwet yun, hindi ba?
Yes, correct.
So kailangan physically ready ka rin.
At maganda, at actually, maganda rin dapat ang mga gears mo. Maganda ang bib short mo, maganda ang saddle mo. So you can, somehow, pag na-reach mo actually yung 100K, naghahanap na, 50K na naghahanap na ng comfortability ang katawan natin.
Mm-hmm.
So when you reach 100K, talagang meron niya dapat nag-uunat ka, nag-i-stop ka, re-rest ka. Para ngayon, yung mga muscle, yung mga five contact points sa cycling, which is our hands, and our feet na nasa pedal at ang saddle. Five contact points, which yan lahat ng weight at touch through the ride. So, kailangan i-relieve mo yan, let it rest for within yung stops. Pero, yun nga, yun yung determination mo, doon lumalabas yung determination mo to finish the ride kasi unless gusto mo mag-V-line o gusto mo mag-metro train, yun ang way para
At saka yung ano, diba, disiplina sa katawan, sa pag-iisip, sa nararamdaman mo, hindi ba?
Yes, ma'am. Opo. Tama yun. Kasi, di mo lang dapat iniisip sa sarili. You should look out for your co-member, co-rider sa kalsada.
So April 24 mula Torquay, tatahakin ninyo ang Great Ocean Road. Sa mahigit apat na daan ng miyembro ng Pinoy Road Bikers, may 23 na nagpatala.
Yes, ma'am. Opo. At dumadami pa sila at nakikita nila na we're up to it, we're up to the challenge.
At kung di ka nagkakamali, lahat kayo ay susuotin ninyo ang bandila o ang jersey ninyo ay mayroong simbolo ng Pilipinas.
Yes, ma'am. 3 stars in the sun.
So bit ninyo ang bandila natin. Si Joey Gicoso yata nag-bike na, nawala sa linya. Pero maraming salamat, Joey Hidalgo at Ian Pertacorta at Joey Gicoso.
Maraming salamat po. Thank you.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.